Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, September 2nd, 2024, through Friday, September 6th, 2024. Monday, September 2nd, 2024. Minnesota executives sentenced to prison for orchestrating multi-million dollar fraud schemes. Kemwadi Singh and Niraj Shapuri have been sentenced to prison in order to pay restitution to their victims for orchestrating a massive fraud scheme. According to court documents, Singh was the chief executive officer of Global Medical Services LLC and Minnesota International Medicine. Shapuri was chief medical officer of Global Medical Services. Global Medical Services was a Minnesota-based company that purported to provide accessible healthcare solutions and services worldwide. Between June and October 2018, Singh, Shapuri, and others devised a fraud scheme by entering into factoring contracts with a Florida-based investment company to purchase the accounts receivable of Global Medical Services and Minnesota International Medicine for more than $2.6 million. Factoring is a form of short-term financing in which a business sells its accounts receivable to a third party at a discount. According to court documents, Singh and Shapuri defrauded the investment company by failing to pay over the receivables as they were collected and falsely presented that no funds had been received. Instead, Singh and Shapuri pocketed the money and wired more than $5 million overseas. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Tuesday, September 3rd, 2024. Convicted Newton landscaping contractor fined $1.75 million for tax evasion. Anthony Nuro was sentenced to 3 years of probation in order to pay a fine of $1.75 million for tax evasion. According to court documents and statements made in court, Nuro was a co-owner of A. Nuro Landscape Contractors, Inc., ANLC, a business that provided landscaping and snowplowing services for large commercial properties and for personal residences. Nanette Nuro, who is married to Anthony Nuro, was the bookkeeper for ANLC and maintained ANLC's financial records. For the 2006 through 2010 tax years, Anthony Nuro, his business partner, and Nanette Nuro conspired to evade both corporate and individual income tax by causing a large portion of ANLC's receipts to be deposited into two non-interest-bearing checking accounts and transferring money out of the accounts to themselves for their benefit. Anthony Nuro, his business partner, and Nanette Nuro failed to provide information about these non-interest-bearing accounts to the tax preparer who prepared ANLC's federal income tax returns. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Wednesday, September 4, 2024. Former Universal Companies executive sentenced to 7 years in prison for conspiracy to defraud the U.S., fraud, and tax crimes. Abdur Rahim Aslam, the former chief executive officer of Universal Community Homes, UCH, and Universal Education Companies, UEC, was sentenced to 84 months imprisonment, followed by 3 years supervised release for his convictions on 18 fraud, corruption, and tax charges relating to his tenure at Universal. On March 20, 2024, a federal jury convicted Islam on charges that he stole more than $500,000 from UCH and UEC, charities established by Philadelphia music legend Kenny Gamble and his wife, Fatima Gamble, to develop affordable housing and manage charter schools in Philadelphia. The jury also convicted Islam on charges that he bribed the president of the Milwaukee Public School Board of Directors and cheated on 6 years of personal income taxes. The jury also convicted Islam and his co-defendant, former Universal Chief Financial Officer Shanid Dewan, on a charge that they conspired to defraud the federal government by impeding, impairing, obstruction, and defeating the lawful functions of the Internal Revenue Service. The evidence at trial established that Islam and Dewan used their positions at Universal to pay themselves unauthorized bonuses and pay Islam fraudulent expense reimbursement checks, which included payments for purely personal expenses, such as trips to Caribbean resorts with various women, family vacations, first-class travel upgrades, Broadway shows, personal gym memberships, and cell phone bills, and countless meals at restaurants with friends and family members. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Bitwise founder pleads guilty to $115 million fraud scheme. Irma Oguin Jr. and Jake Soberall pleaded guilty to one count of conspiring to commit wire fraud and one count of wire fraud. They admitted to defrauding investors, lenders, and others out of $115 million. According to court records, Oguin Jr. and Soberall founded Bitwise in 2013. The company then grew to have three business lines: technology workforce training program, technology consulting firm, and a real estate arm that bought, renovated, and leased commercial properties. The company promised to create jobs for underserved groups of people, revitalize blighted urban areas, and show that such a property could be highly profitable. Oguin Jr. and Soberall conspired to mislead investors, lenders, and others into believing that Bitwise was excelling when it was instead failing. They fabricated financial information in investor materials and altered and forged other financial records to inflate the company's revenues, cash balances, and other financial matters. As a result of Oguin Jr. and Soberall's false and fraudulent representations, Bitwise received $150 million in investments and loans, to which the company was not entitled. The ill-gotten money went towards paying the company's payroll, outfitting its office spaces, and repaying debts owed to prior investors and lenders, among other expenses. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Friday, September 6, 2024. Five Points Enterprises agrees to pay the United States over $2 million for submitting false claims to VA for post-9/11 GI Bill education benefits. Five Points Enterprise LLC, 5PE, has agreed to pay the United States $2,049,159 to resolve allegations that it submitted false claims to the Department of Veterans Affairs, VA, for educational assistance benefits under the post-9/11 Veterans Educational Assistance Act of 2008. Until 2021, 5PE was a for-profit company based in Austin, Texas, that operated vocational schools across the country, offering non-college degree programs to students, including veteran students, under a franchise agreement with New Horizons, Inc. The post-9/11 GI Bill provides educational assistance benefits for eligible veterans and members of the armed services who enroll in qualified education and training programs. The VA restricts the number of veterans that schools may enroll in their courses, requiring that more than 85% of students enrolled in a course must have all or part of their tuition, fees, or other charges paid for them by the school or the VA. The government contends that between 2015 and 2020, 5PE knowingly enrolled post-9/11 GI Bill-funded veterans in courses at 20 New Horizon franchises across the country, where 85% or more of the students were already veterans or supported students, in violation of the 85-15 rule, and failed to report to the VA the tuition reductions it provided to veterans, in violation of the last payer rule. As a result, the government contends that 5PE submitted false claims for educational assistance benefits to the VA and false certifications of compliance with the post-9/11 GI Bill's requirements material to those false claims. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2024. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.